This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Alrighty, this is Zach Gelb's show on the Infinity Sports Network. Third hour of our radio program on a Thursday. Appreciate Ahmed Hassanein joining us in the last segment. What an incredible story that was. And we can't wait to hear the Boise State edge rusher when he gets his name called in the NFL draft. If that's on Friday or if that's on Saturday, probably somewhere in the Saturday range. And those are going to be one of those cool stories that you're going to see get told during the NFL draft. And if you're listening to the conversation, you will be all up to date on what the story was, as that was a very extensive conversation and a powerful one with Ahmed Hassanein. Alrighty, we got a lot of audio today because Aaron Rodgers decided to open up his mouth and speak. I don't really know if anything that he said was all that moving, and we are still now waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to see what this decision will be from Aaron Rodgers. But let's update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We get to a news brief right now.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, let's start it off. Aaron Rodgers, he was going to join Pat McAfee. People were wondering, is it going to be a retirement decision? Is it going to be a Pittsburgh Steelers decision? What's going to be the decision? Here is Aaron Rodgers and why he's joining the show today.
I live kind of a quiet life. If it weren't for my buddy Tim and my sister Mia, I wouldn't hear about a lot of the bullshit that's out there.
Nice.
But Mia finally said, listen, you got to go on the show and just set some of these ridiculous rumors and all these people who said they're close to me sources, just set them straight, because there's been a lot of bullshit out there.
Here's my thing. If you don't care about it, why do you always seem that you do care about it when there's things that are being said about you? And what has been so erroneously reported about Aaron Rodgers this offseason? I don't really understand it. So Aaron Rodgers, very, very, very much so upset with, I guess, the way that the conversation is about him, even though he doesn't care about the conversation. He never would see any of this. Come on, bull bleep. But now all of a sudden, today was the day that he felt like he had to set the record straight, which he didn't really set the record straight on anything. But this is the Aaron Rodgers attention whore drama wheel. And he did talk about being an attention whore today, and he's like, oh, but people say I'm an attention whore. I haven't spoke for weeks. I haven't spoke for months. All right. Aaron Rodgers on these reports about money demands when it comes to his contract situation.
I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation. I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. It's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10.
So I'll be fully transparent with everybody. I got a late start to my day today. So I got to the gym at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I did my hour elliptical workout, so I was done by 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Then went downstairs, left my building, got my perfect peanut butter protein bar and my large cold brew from Starbucks. Then came back up, turned on Pat McAfee, and I said, oh, I got a shower because I had a 2 p.m. Eastern time meeting. This is the luxury that I have when I don't live that far away from the radio station. And I got into the shower, and on the Bluetooth speakers that I have, I was playing the McAfee show for the Aaron Rodgers conversation. I didn't really hear the 10 M's part. Like, I heard it, but I didn't know what he was meaning. He's like, I'll play for 10 M's. I thought he said M&M's at first. I'm like, oh, I've never heard someone say that. But whenever you say it's not about the money, isn't it about the money? For example, when this Aaron Rodgers deal comes out with the Pittsburgh Steelers, does anyone expect it to be for only $10 million? And if it really wasn't about the money, this would have been my follow-up. Now, I love McAfee. He's not going to do a traditional interview. McAfee's not a traditional host, right? Which was what makes him so great. So that's not me taking a shot at McAfee, to be clear. My follow-up would have been, Aaron, I feel like you want to go to the Vikings. Whether you agree or disagree, that's a different thing. But if a team like the Vikings, which has clearly met you with resistance, if to maybe open up their mind to bringing you in and make it more likely, you say you don't care about the money, would you play on the league minimum? Would you play for $1.5 million like what Russell Wilson did with the Steelers? That's the follow-up. That's what needs to be asked. Because during a lot of this conversation, I felt like it was retirement or the Steelers. And then when I heard that 10M's answer and then realized what the heck he was actually saying, I thought that was one last Batman signal to Kevin O'Connell and company. Hey, guys, I really want to play for you. Money's not the issue. So if that's really the case, then go play there for $1.5 million and see what they would say. Let's go to Aaron Rodgers. You heard him mention the Jets there. This is Cut 7. Reaction to the Jets meeting with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji.
I wasn't surprised that they wanted to move on. But, like, why would you not pick my brain? I'm there to, like, talk to you about the team and about things that I think can get better and things that are good and players that have leadership possibilities and anything. I mean, I've been in the league 20 years. Any type of conversation, there was none. There was none. That was strange.
I'm not saying that maybe you don't want to pick Aaron Rodgers' brain, but does Aaron Rodgers' opinion on the Jets really matter when he was hurt for the entirety of 1 year and then the second year he kept on saying how we had to eliminate distractions and eliminate leaks in the building, and he ended up being the biggest distraction for that team? You know, maybe outside of Woody Johnson. All right, Woody won, then him too. So, yeah, I understand if Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn are trying to do their thing their way and they feel like Aaron Rodgers can't be a part of that, why would you want to sit there and have a nonsense 4 or 5 hour meeting to just tell them, oh, we're moving on from you? And then Aaron would have bitched about, oh, they sat me down there for 4 or 5 hours and then told me they were moving on. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't with Aaron Rodgers. Is retirement an option? Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers.
I wasn't, you know, stringing anybody along. I wasn't holding anybody hostage. I was honest from the jump about where I was at mentally and some of the constraints that I have in my life right now that warrant my attention. So, yeah, you know, I'm open to anything and attached to nothing. So yeah, retirement still could be a possibility. But right now, my focus has been and has been and will continue to be on my personal life.
So for people that didn't hear the whole conversation, this was the one answer that I thought made Aaron Rodgers very human. When he talked about the reason why there's been such a delay is his main focus is an issue going on in his personal life right now. It made it seem like there is something going on with a family member or a close friend and, you know, a health issue, something like that. That's what it seemed like. So I have a heart. I have understanding of that. With that being said, how many times do people have to deal with personal, terrible incidents and tragedies? And I don't know what the extent of this one is, to be clear, but I'll take Pat McAfee and also Aaron Rodgers saying, you're right, alluding to what the situation is. And they have the right to privacy. They don't have to reveal it to us. They don't owe us anything there, to be clear on that. But how many times do people have to have serious issues going on and still make business decisions? Happens every day. Happens every hour. Happens every minute in this world. So I think Aaron can pick a new team by now and still, without knowing that situation, still be someone that is playing a big role in that situation that is close to him and should be close to him right now. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers. I talked about the Vikings on the reports about the Vikings. This is Aaron.
There's been a lot of narratives that have not been anywhere near accurate. starting with the Jets, continue with something I just read about, me pitching something to the Vikings. Ben was on the show talking about me waiting around for the Vikings. That's not accurate either. But no, I've known Kevin forever. I've known Kevin O'Connell 17, 18 years, and we got a good friendship.
If we had Aaron Rodgers sitting right here, and we put True Serum in his drink, where do you want to go? Stu, what do you think his answer is?
He's going to say Vikings.
Right? So if I was Rodgers today, wouldn't you try to put a little public pressure on the Vikings? Because right now, most people like me think, hey, just go with J.J. McCarthy. Don't bring in Aaron Rodgers. There could be, though, people that think, hey, he should go to the Vikings. Have J.J. sit another year. Because it's not like people look at J.J. McCarthy and think he's the greatest quarterback ever. So I thought that was a missed opportunity there for Aaron. I really did. Let's go to this cut eight. Are the Steelers pressing him for a decision?
This entire time, I haven't felt like I owed anybody some sort of decision at any point. This is my life, and I've been upfront with him about that and said, listen, if you need to move on, if you need to do something, by all means, like nothing but love and respect, if that's a decision that needs to be made. But there's been no deadline, and yeah, I've talked to Mike T many times.
That's the most fascinating part, potentially, of the draft. Like, sure, I'm wondering who goes two, who goes three with Cleveland and the Giants. The order of the quarterbacks is always interesting, but do the Steelers take a quarterback where you walk away from this draft and go, okay, that puts them out of Aaron Rodgers? I think there's one name that could do that. They're not getting Cam Ward. There's a possibility they get Shedeur Sanders. I still think it's unlikely. They get Shedeur, I think the Aaron Rodgers window in Pittsburgh is slammed shut. That would just be me. And then what do you do if you're Rodgers? You either hope the Vikings change their mind or you're out of options. Let's go to Aaron on when he was asked, let's go the visit to the Steelers first. This is Aaron Rodgers on his recent visit to the Steelers.
Obviously, I went out to Pittsburgh. I've talked to Mike Tomlin. He's more than I even thought from afar as far as the type of person that he is. I have a lot of respect for what he's accomplished in the league. Arthur Smith, you guys have had Art on the show many times.
Love him.
I mean, talk about a guy that doesn't need to work, but he's a grinder. We've had a friendship for a couple of years now. I just like what he's all about. I like when he's on your show. So it was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh other than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
Here's what I don't get. Can't you make your decision and say, hey, Pittsburgh, you're apprised of my situation, my personal situation. I want to sign with you guys. Let's get that done, and then we'll work it out on when I need to be there and things like that. Like, that to me makes a ton of sense, but... who knows with this Rodgers situation? And then McAfee, I thought this was the best exchange of the whole interview. Are the Steelers the most likely destination?
If you were to play again, does it feel like it would probably be for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, again, I'm going back to it, but I am trying to be open to everything and not specifically attached to anything when it comes to this decision. I'm not holding anybody hostage. I really want to emphasize that. Nothing about what I'm saying. I've been upfront from the beginning. I don't mean any disrespect to any player on their team, veteran or young guy that comes in. I'm just going through a lot in my personal life that has to take precedent at this point because, that's a big commitment. And when the commitment is made, it has to be an all-in type commitment. And I know people say, oh, well, you missed minicamp last year. It's like, but I don't think it was fair to the Steelers or anyone, to make a decision while I'm dealing with a lot off the field. So at the same time, I want to keep the lines of communication open. That's why I've talked to all the important people. And the people that need to know what's going on. And the people that don't make up about me. And that really hasn't changed since COVID.
So if you didn't want to listen to the entirety of this interview, you listen to that answer, that encapsulates the entire interview. And I think most people walk away and be like, really nothing from this. Let me go one more here. This one's a little long. The Jets, they always find a way to just get dragged into these situations. I get it. He played for the Jets last year. But Aaron Rodgers goes off on the meeting he had with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooney. Listen up.
That was an interesting 2 years, to say the least. But, I figured that when I flew across country on my own dime, that there was going to be a conversation. And the confusing thing to me, and the strange thing was, when I went out there, I meet with the coach. We start talking. He runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange. Then he comes back with the GM. So we sit down in the office. I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility, but shocked because I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. And this is verbatim exactly how it happened. So I said, huh? And he goes, we just want to know how you want it released, the messaging. And I said, I don't give a shit about the message. And I said, why? And then he said, I don't want to be up in front of the room saying something and have guys looking back at you.
Interesting.
And I said, what does that even mean? Are you assuming that I would be in the back of the room during a team meeting undermining what you're saying? I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly, which is why I flew across the country to have a face-to-face meeting with you to talk about my experience with the Jets. What I thought was going to be a couple-hour meeting turned into like a 15-minute meeting, and I walked out of there. There was no me pleading like, please have me on the team. No.
No.
I don't want any part of that. It was already a debacle.
Zero accountability in that, number one. But I don't want to get caught up in that. Here's the great part about Aaron Rodgers. Stu, you know this, and I know this. Samter, you know it as well. If, let's just say the Jets called him up and said, hey, Aaron, we appreciate what you did for the organization the last 2 years. We're going to let you go. Rodgers would have been on McAfee. How classist is this organization? They don't even have the respect to sit me down and pick my brain and have me come in the building. They did it over phone. If, let's just say, when he flew in, they sat him there for 4 or 5 hours and then told him, we're letting you go. Oh, they wasted 4 or 5 hours of my time when they already made up their mind. There's no winning here. There's no winning with Aaron Rodgers. That's the reality of the situation. Because remember when he was let go in Green Bay and they said that they were going to trade him? He was like, oh, they never contacted me. My cell phone connection's never great. Everyone knows that. I got go. It's like, stop. Just stop. But we know what you're going to do. All right? You're a great quarterback. But you love the drama. And also at the end, oh, that was hate people that hated me for COVID. Hate me. Like, what? It has nothing. No one looks at you right now and goes, oh, Aaron Rodgers, this situation, I'm going to hold what you said about COVID against you now. Like, what are we doing here? A giant waste of time today. You filled hours on our show, so thank you. But let's be real. This was a giant nothing burger today. And you can sit there and go, I'm not a drama whore. You went on this show to put your name back in the news. Because you're not happy with the fact that the Steelers are the team right now that are the only legitimate team that's interested in you. The Giants said thanks, but no thanks, even though you would claim, as which is probably true, that you didn't want to go there. Duh. You want to go to Minnesota? Oh, no, I don't want to go to Minnesota. Like, enough. Enough, enough, enough. Just make a GD decision already. All right? Make one. Retire or go play for the Steelers. Retire or go play for the Steelers. And here's the most hypocritical part, too. He says, this is my favorite part that Roger says. Once I retire, you won't be hearing from me. Oh, baloney. If I could curse right now, I would say bull you know what in a second. Mother bleep and bull bleep. Rogers loves when his name is in the news. And if you don't believe me, he didn't go on that show today to clear up whatever his sister was saying was being said. What was being said? What was being said? Nothing. Come on. Andrew Berry, the GM of the Cleveland Browns, he was asked about Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart at his pre-draft press conference.
They're both excellent players. I think, Jalen, he's got rare physical talent. He may be the only, when he gets in the NFL, he may be the only quarterback who's faster than Lamar. Don't tell Lamar I said that, please. He's got rare physical gifts. Jackson, he's very well-rounded. He can run it, he can throw it, he's accurate. He's a good decision maker. I'd say he's pretty scheme versatile, so to speak. So, look, I think, both those guys in the proper situation can be really good NFL players.
Okay, let's go to Andrew Berry. What's your plan for the number two pick?
We're still working through everything. We have not made a hard decision in terms of, how we're going to utilize the number two pick. There are a number of guys that we like, but we're still working through everything.
Hart still would take Shador.
Yeah, there's a chance. All options are on the board. Maybe I should say that.
And then let's go to one of those options, the expected option being Travis Hunter. How would you use Travis Hunter?
What he would attempt to do has not, you know, been really done in our league, but we wouldn't necessarily put a cap or a governor in terms of like what he could do. You know, we would want to be smart in terms of how we started him out. You know, I think I've mentioned before, you know, we would see his first home as receiver and his second home, you know, on the defense side of the ball.
He has to play on both sides to be worth that number two pick, because that's kind of how he's viewed, as a guy that can do both versus just is one side or the other.
No, I don't see it that way. I think it's, and I'm going to use a crossboard now, it's a little bit like Ohtani, right, where you know, when he's playing one side, he's an outstanding player. If he's a pitcher, he's a hitter, he's an outstanding player. You obviously get a unicorn if you use him both ways.
So it's fascinating. He says wide receiver primary, then we'll figure out the defensive side of the ball, but we're open to play it in both ways. I think the easier thing is defense primary, and then you figure out a few plays on the offensive side of the ball. If you were Travis Hunter, Stu, not what the Browns should do, what would you want to do if you had to say, oh, it's one position, not over the other, but one where you get the majority plays over the other? Would it be wide receiver or be corner?
I think I agree with you that I would see him more as a cornerback with, you know, some packages as a wide receiver, but if he's a great wide receiver, he can make a lot more money. So maybe that's the way he would think if it's one or the other. But yeah, it's a very tough one for sure.
How about you, Samter? What would you prefer to do if you were Travis Hunter?
I guess wide receiver, maybe a little bit less likely that you'll get hurt, more money as a wide receiver, more, you know, if I had to do one or the other, more wide receiver than DB. Obviously, I'd want to do both, but if I had to choose, like,
be primarily
a wide receiver with some defensive back packages, maybe nickel or something like that, or come in every now and again if a guy's, you know, getting smoked. But I think that's probably where it is.
That's what I would rather do. I'd be a wide receiver first because Stu said the money. Like, that's to me. I know cornerbacks make good money, but the wide receiver's money is off the chart now. So that would be the primary position. But that's also going to be fast when it comes to getting paid. The teams may want to be like, oh, we'll play a defensive back first, then wide receiver. Because if it's wide receiver first, the money is just going to go through the roof. And then look at Ohtani, even though he hasn't pitched since getting paid because of the injury, he got paid double the price because of, or a price and a half because of the fact he could do both. So it's going to be interesting since we've never seen it before. Alrighty, let me squeeze in two more, then we'll hit the break. Joe Flacco was on the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lyman, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And he was asked about Travis Hunter potentially going both ways in the NFL.
I mean, it's honestly pretty cool. It would be interesting to see, like, the mental grind of that. You know, like, I think everybody kind of, like, thinks about the physical side of it. And ultimately, yeah, I think that is a big deal, like, the physical part of it. But it could probably be done, or, you know, if you manage the reps here and there. But the mental side of it, like, the amount of meetings that we have throughout the week, and then just kind of being on top of all that, offensively, defensively, special teams, that would be, I feel like, a big hurdle, but it would also be super impressive to watch.
And then finally, let's hit up Shador Sanders. A lot of Rodgers and Cleveland Browns. That's been this news brief, which has been a long news brief today. A lot of good audio. This one overtime, Shador Sanders and his meeting with the Browns.
Me and Trav went out to dinner with them the night before, and it was cool. We went to the steakhouse. We got some steak. I don't know what Trav got. I think he got lamb or something. I don't know. Me and Trav both took our 30 visit with them at the same time, so it was cool that we were able to go through the process together side by side, and I know draft day, I know it should be me or him going there. Which one, I don't know, but I think we're the most qualified players to go to that organization.
Is that like you used to call me on my cell phone in the background as the music that I heard just like very, very faintly? I think that's what that could have been. But anyway, that's interesting because there's a theory out there. Browns or Giants, right? Get Travis Hunter at 2 or 3. Probably Travis Hunter 2, Abdul Carter 3. And the other team comes back up into the first round from the early second round picks, Browns or Giants, to also swoop in and get Travis Hunter. How cool would that be? If you had Travis Hunter 2 to the Browns, then the Browns move back up, get Shador, and I could tell you this, even though he's been a two-time coach of the year, Stefanski would be right in the hot seat, because the moment Deion wants to walk to Cleveland and take that job, you get the band back together. That's a news brief. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back when we do return. We got some quarterbacks, not where they will go, where I would like to see them go. We will do that on the other side when we go through these NFL draft prospects.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Earlier, I gave you my quarterback rankings here. And my quarterback rankings for this upcoming NFL draft by top five: Jackson Dart 5, Dylan Gabriel 4, Jalen Milroe 3, Shedeur Sanders 2, and then Cam Ward in at number 1. Now let's do this. Where would I like to see these quarterbacks go? And we'll have Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Dylan Gabriel, Kyle McCord, and Tyler Shuck. Those would be the seven. Those are probably the seven most talked about quarterbacks in this draft class. Cam Ward, I want him to go to the Tennessee Titans. And I think he will go number one overall. I look at Tennessee, they need a face of their franchise. They need a franchise quarterback. Because the last time I looked at Tennessee and said, okay, the Titans have a franchise quarterback, and I can't believe this guy is still no longer living, is Steve McNair. Steve McNair, growing up as a kid, he was awesome to watch. And he had that one co-MVP season along with Peyton Manning. He was that organization, right? And I thought Vince Young could be the guy that was going to replace Steve McNair. And we love Vince McNair. We love Vince Young in college, obviously, what he was able to do at Texas. And the great game, one of the greatest college football games of all time, up against USC. But Vince Young never turned out to be a stud in the NFL. And, right, Kerry Collins at the end of it was there at Tennessee. You had Matt Hasselbeck start a full season with the Titans. Jake Locker then should have never been picked as early as he was, and he ended up doing so. Marcus Mariota, right, that was supposed to be the guy coming out of Oregon, Heisman Trophy winner, and that never popped off. Ryan Tannehill was solid. But I never think Ryan Tannehill was viewed as the franchise-altering guy. He was like the way that you view kind of Geno Smith when he was with the Seahawks. Like when he started to get it going, it was, all right, good guy. You know, you could do a lot worse, but you could also do a lot better. And you see a guy like Ryan Tannehill, he had success, right? They were a number one seed 1 year. They went to an AFC championship game another year, but you never thought, okay, that was the franchise-altering quarterback. You know, they had Malik Willis that fell to them in the third round. You had Will Levis who fell to you in the second round. I don't think anyone convincingly ever thought those guys were the franchise guys. So when they draft Cam Ward 7 days from now, a week from now, with the number one overall pick, that's going to be the guy. Like, honestly, it's going to be the first time since Mariota that you thought Tennessee was making a move at a franchise quarterback. But just because you think they're making a move at a franchise quarterback for Marcus Mariota and, you know, Vince Young, those two guys, it didn't work. But I hope that Cam Ward can become to the Tennessee Titans what Steve McNair used to be, with the face of the franchise type of guy for Tennessee. So I would like to see Cam Ward go to Tennessee, and I think that's going to be the case. Now, Shedeur Sanders with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the team that I want to see him go to for two reasons. Number one, it finally addressed the long-term issue, what I think he can be for the Steelers at quarterback for the first time since Big Ben Roethlisberger did walk away. Also, it throws a crazy situation out there where Shedeur goes to the Steelers. They're the one team still really like actively vying for the services of Aaron Rodgers. And let's be real, Shedeur goes there, I'm expected to see Shedeur start right away. I'm not expecting Aaron Rodgers to be on that roster. Jalen Milroe. There's always a quarterback that now we compare to Josh Allen. There's two quarterbacks. It really hasn't happened this year. But in other years, we've seen it be done where people go, he's not Patrick Mahomes, but he could be like 50 or 60% of Patrick Mahomes or something like that if everything hits it, if he reaches his potential. And whenever I hear people say that, you know, alarms go off in my head. Like I heard it for Zach Wilson. I heard it for Trey Lance a little bit. The only one that I guess it kind of worked was for Jordan Love a little bit. People said, oh, if you could put it all together, maybe it could be a little bit like Patrick Mahomes. And Love's had a first two good seasons as a starting quarterback. For Jalen Milroe, I think you get a lot of Josh Allen, where you know he could run the football. The arm is the big question. Now, Josh Allen always had a bazooka for an arm. You just didn't know where the accuracy was going to be and the ball placement was going to be. For Jalen Milroe, we know he could run. We know that. The arm is so wildly inconsistent, though. And it's either you get everything or you get nothing with Jalen Milroe. So where did we see Josh Allen have success? Early on. Like when he first had success in the NFL with Brian Daboll. And now he's catapulted himself into the second best quarterback in the NFL. So I don't know how long Brian Daboll is going to be with the Giants, how much longer. But if you say, Zach, where would you like to see Jalen Milroe go? Even though I think the Giants should draft Shedeur Sanders, the third overall pick, I would not be opposed to Jalen Milroe in the second round, even though he got invited to the draft, and some people think he's going to go in the first round. I don't think he will, but who knows. I would like to see him get paired up with Brian Daboll and at least see the creativity there. But the thing is, they have Russell Wilson there right now. They have Jameis Winston. I'm being honest, and I said this last year when they signed Russell Wilson, and then they followed up with Justin Fields. I want to see Justin Fields play in Pittsburgh. And if the Giants draft Jalen Milroe, you know, you could throw Russell Wilson out there early. I don't really want to see Russell Wilson play. I would rather see Jalen Milroe. Jackson Dart. I would like to see him get drafted by the Saints just because of one thing and one thing only. The way that Todd McShay just so eloquently laid it out, where he talked about why he believes Jackson Dart is a good fit for Kellen Moore. So even though I'm not saying what McShay said is crazy, but when I look at it, and if the Saints, I don't think they would take Dart at 9, but if they pass on Shedeur Sanders, let's just say at 9, and they end up taking Jackson Dart, I think Shedeur is a much better player. Even if you tell me Jackson Dart is the better fit, I would take the better player over the better fit. But especially when it's that large in the difference for me. But I'm curious to see if what McShay said ends up turning out true with Jackson Dart. And that would, we get to see it if he does go to the Saints. Dylan Gabriel, you haven't heard a lot about him. I'll throw an interesting team out there. What about the Arizona Cardinals? Dylan Gabriel's a smaller quarterback. He can move around, has a big arm. Kyler Murray, you just paid him. Smaller quarterback, injury prone though, with what's happened the last few years. Who knows how much longer Kyler Murray's going to be there. Dylan Gabriel, there was talk of him maybe being a back end of the first round type of quarterback. Now, when is he going? Fifth round? So if you could get Dylan Gabriel in as a backup quarterback with the Arizona Cardinals, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to then see what you got if Kyler Murray did get hurt. Kyle McCord, this is a tough one. Now, when he was at Ohio State, I never thought he was going to win a championship. I never thought he was going to beat Michigan. And I started to be out on Kyle McCord. It was a game that he actually won. It was up against Stu's Notre Dame Fighting Irish because Marcus Freeman, I think he didn't have enough guys on the field. He had 10 guys on the field at the end of the game, and you need 11. So it wasn't too many men on the field. There was not enough men on the field. And also, on that drive, he had a horrible throw that should have been intercepted, and it was not somehow. So that's when I was out on McCord. But McCord goes to Syracuse, and when he was at Ohio State, he had so much talent around him, and he didn't get it to work out in the big games. And he threw a terrible interception late up against Michigan in a game that they shouldn't even really been in, if we're being honest. And they had a chance to go win it. So when McCord goes to Syracuse with lesser talent around him and a new coaching staff, he was one of the best quarterbacks in football this past year in college. Now, I don't think he should be a first-round pick, but let's say Cleveland takes Travis Hunter at 2. If you circle back around and you get Kyle McCord going back to the state of Ohio, I just think that's a fun match. I think it's a fun fit. So and you could learn a little bit from behind Joe Flacco being there. So I would say the Browns for McCord. Then Tyler Shuck. This is a rise that I just don't get. And I understand he was at Oregon and right, he wrapped up his career at Louisville and he's a big guy. So people like big quarterbacks, obviously. I know he's been hurt a bunch. I don't get the appeal in terms of I need to draft Tyler Shuck as potentially a first round pick. That doesn't make sense to me. But I would do some insurance here. I'm good seeing Tyler Shuck in Seattle. You got Mike McDonald, who is a young, good up-and-coming coach, we think. You have Jackson Smith and Jigba there. You just got Cooper Kupp. Sam Darnold, even though he's on a 3-year deal, it's basically a 1-year deal because only like 55, 60 million guaranteed. So you get out of that very easily for what the going rate is for a quarterback. So let's say Shuck goes there, sits a year, Sam Darnold's on all that. Maybe Tyler Shuck ends up taking over. Or he comes in off the bench if Sam Darnold sees ghosts, gets mono, or gets hurt. So those are some of the places I'd like to see those quarterbacks go. Cam Ward to the Titans, Shedeur Sanders to the Steelers, Jalen Milroe to the Giants, Dart to the Saints, Dylan Gabriel to the Arizona Cardinals, Kyle McCord to the Cleveland Browns, and then Tyler Shuck to the Seattle Seahawks. We'll come on back. Our poll question today is a very, very simple one, and it has to do with Aaron Rodgers. We'll give you an update on that when we return at Zach Gelb at INF Sportsnet. Aaron Rodgers will be where this NFL season? Retired on the Steelers or on the Vikings? Now, we'll give you those answers on the other side, but we will now find out what's happening in the sports world and where Rich Ackerman is as he sits to my left. He'll give us that update right now. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll take a question here from Terry Wilson on the YouTube chat, in the YouTube chat. She said, Zach, what do you think the 49ers will do? I'm thinking offensive lineman or best defensive back. I could also see them maybe going pass rusher too. So I agree with you. With Trent Williams getting up there in age, I don't think when the Niners are picking, which is 13th or 11th where the Niners are picking, you know, Armin Membu probably not available at that point. Will Campbell probably not available at that point. I guess it's possible. You know, does Kelvin Banks Jr., does he go there? So a lineman is possible on the offensive side of the ball. Edge rusher, you get the kid from Marshall and Mike Green. James Pierce maybe from Tennessee should be on the board then. At that rate, you know, obviously Abdul Carter is going to be gone. So I think those are two names to watch. And James Pierce and Mike Green, if Jalen Walker somehow falls, then you jump on him. I could see defensive back as well. You know what? Will Johnson ending with the 49ers would be something I like to see. Will Johnson, before last year, this time last year, top five pick. You know, we had him on 2 or 3 times in the season because of how big of a name he was after the year that he just had. And unfortunately, whether he was hurt or making a business decision this year, didn't play enough, and he's fallen a little bit. So I would look like a Will Johnson at corner. If somehow Armin Membu or Will Campbell fall, you jump on them. If not, you have to consider Kelvin Banks on the offensive line. And then if you get someone falling as a pass rusher, whether it's Mike Green, and 11 may not be falling for him, obviously. James Pierce may not be falling for him. But if Jalen Walker's there, then you pounce on Jalen Walker. So Terry Wilson, appreciate it in the YouTube chat. That's how I would address the San Francisco 49ers. We have Coach Prime audio. So I see this all over social media. Let me tell you, I don't think I've ever given less of a you-know-what about this jersey retirement. I think a lot of people have fake outrage. And people are short on ability this time of the year because there's a, like, how much more can we talk about with the NFL draft? Let's be real. Like, I will even say, I know the show I do. I never think the Newsweek is slow. I think even when people go, oh, the Newsweek is slow, even as a host, I will find a way to turn nothing into something. That's what I do. Like, when we had COVID, people were like, oh, how am I going to host the radio show? Find a way to be entertaining. At the time, it was 4 hours. Now it's just three, right? So you just find a way to get it done. But people just take little topics and make them into big topics, and there's no way they're actually outraged about this. Who gives a flying you-know-what if Travis Hunter won a Heisman Trophy is getting his jersey retired? And then people will say, oh, well, it's not Travis, it's Shador. Shador Sanders was the MVP, in my opinion, of the Colorado football team this year. Not the best player, that's Travis Hunter, but he was the heartbeat. He was the MVP of that football team. He took that football team from one win, irrelevant, to within 2 years having a chance to win the Big 12 and having a chance to go to the college football playoff. So I understand other players haven't got that honor from Colorado. Doesn't make it right, but you have a limited time here, I think, with Coach Prime at Colorado, and who knows how much longer he'll do this, even though he just got the extension, so why not pounce on the opportunity? Everyone talks about Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders, so what? We're going to retire their numbers. People are really irate about this. People are really mad. People are losing their mind about it. It's a bunch of fake outrage. Fake outrage. If you're like, oh, Shador should have his number retired, wah! You don't really care. You're just yelling at a microphone to yell into a microphone. You're just trying to find something to be upset about that you're not actually upset about. You know, anyone that's actually says they're annoyed with Shador Sanders getting his jersey retired, come here, we'll sit you right down, we'll inject you with truth serum, we'll hook you up to a lie detector, and you'll say, yeah, I'm annoyed with Shador Sanders getting his jersey retired by Colorado, and it will come back as a lie. Be honest, look yourself in the mirror. You're lying if you say you're actually annoyed with Shador Sanders getting his jersey retired by Colorado. End the rant, let's go to Coach Prime talk about this whole controversy.
Let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. We talking about Shador. We ain't talking about nobody else. His last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion. The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it. It's been so many things accomplished at this university expeditiously. It's been unbelievable. And the root to all of it is personal. He don't care. Let's get this straight. He's a Sanders. He don't care. Travis don't either. I don't either. These guys are thinking about the draft, man. They think about where they're going to spend their career. That's what they're on right now.
And I already could tell how that's going to be spun.
You're right, Coach Prime. If his name wasn't Sanders, he wouldn't even be in this position because he wouldn't be
like, I got what Coach Prime is saying. I agree with Coach Prime. It's an issue because of the last name, right? Sanders and Shador and everything Colorado does. It gets magnified to greater intensity. And, right, they set it up that way as well. All right, like they put everything out there, so there's no problem with that. But what he was saying was, you put up the numbers and you have the turnaround that Colorado's had and the impact Shador had on an irrelevant program recently in Colorado. If that quarterback, let's say, was Jackson Dart and did what Shador did at Colorado, is anyone being upset that Jackson Dart's getting his number retired? I don't think so. That's just me. All righty, before we let you run, this is the poll question. We'll give you the final results of the day. So the poll question is reads as follows. Aaron Rodgers will be where this NFL season? Retired on the Steelers, on the Vikings. Stu, what's your answer?
Retired.
Ooh.
I think the Steelers will take a quarterback and he retires.
Samter?
Steelers?
You don't sound confident in that.
No, I don't think he's retiring. He needs the limelight a little bit too much.
I will go with the Steelers. I think he'll be on the Steelers as well. So here are the final returns. 7.4% say on the Vikings. 37% say on the Steelers, and 55.6% they do say retired. You know what? I kind of like ending the show with a fiery rant like that on the whole Shedeur Sanders stuff. I feel like I just had coffee. I was like a little bit tired, if I'm going to be honest, entering this last segment. Now I feel like I'm wide awake. Now I feel like I'm ready to go. You know what? Who is JR on here today? I don't think JR is. Oh, he is here today. And take the night off, JR. I'll do the next 4 hours. I won't even ask for an extra dollar. All right. What's that management? It's going to take me out? No, I'm good. I'm out. Stu, thank you. Samson, thank you. Act, thank you. JR coming up next on many of these same Infinity Sports Network affiliates. Big thanks to Adam Brenneman for stopping by. Big thanks to Bart Winkler. You can listen to him tonight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And what a story from Ahmed Hassanein from the Boise State football team, getting ready to become the first Egyptian player drafted in the NFL next week. We'll talk tomorrow on a Friday. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.